Business groups are among the happiest so far with Governor Cuomo's budget. The state's business council says it applauds Cuomo's calls for a corporate tax cut, a faster phase-out of an energy tax, and a reduction in the estate tax and property taxes. Senate Republicans are also largely favorable to the governor's proposals. GOP leader Dean Skelos says while he'd like the tax cuts to happen even more quickly, it's a budget his members can live with only a few tweaks.
The governor once again has presented an executive budget that I think we can work within. There are obviously going to be some changes, legislative input, but I see no reason why we can't have a early budget again this year for the fourth year in a row.
But others are far more critical. Education advocates, including Billy Easton of the Alliance for Quality Education, says the $807 million school aid increase Cuomo is seeking is less than half of what's needed just to maintain the current level of teachers and programs.
Schools have just taken cut after cut. This is a dollar increase, a very small dollar increase in this proposed budget, but it doesn't even come close to the actual rising costs. It is a classroom cut across the board for all types of schools that will result from this.
The State Board of Regents has called for $1.3 billion more dollars in school aid. Progressive-leaning groups have joined with unions, including the Teachers Union and the AFL-CIO, as well as the Working Families Party. They're trying to convince lawmakers to reject some of the governor's proposed tax cuts in favor of giving more money to school children and others with needs, like the homeless. Michael Kink, with the Strong Economy for All Coalition, believes the public will be on their side.
I think people, once they hear the idea of $1 billion a year in tax cuts only for millionaires, billionaires in Wall Street, that's not something that New Yorkers are going to want their lawmakers to move forward with.
The groups have been heartened by the success of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who continues to call for a tax on the rich to pay for universal access to pre-kindergarten programs. Governor Cuomo, in his budget, offers a plan to more slowly phase in universal access to pre-K over 5 years, with the bill picked up by the state. Governor Cuomo also, for the first time, is requesting a budget line for public financing of campaigns, though he has not yet filled in the details of a dollar amount or funding source. Government reform groups are praising him for pressing the issue. Karen Scharf is with Citizen Action.
We've been saying all along that public financing is essential to changing the pay-to-play legal bribery culture in Albany and giving power back to the voters, and this is a critical step toward doing that.
Citizen Action and other government reform groups also like Cuomo's $5.3 million proposal to create an independent enforcement unit to probe campaign violations. The legislature has just over 2 months to modify Governor Cuomo's budget, and they'll likely be hearing from individuals and groups before then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.